But we are normally joined by our next guest live in the studio. However, Professor Jim Jost, the good professor in terms of politics, is on location on a bit of a trip in Melbourne at the moment. Good morning, Jim. You're at a conference hosted by Monash University in Victoria. Can you tell us through the theme of the conference that you're at?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Yeah, the conference is the Australian Political Studies Association. It's its annual conference, which is held in a different location each year. This year it's being hosted by Monash University at a conference venue in Albert Park. And it's a really exciting and sort of action-packed with lots of really interesting panels in the offing. So the conference theme is basically about democracy and populism and the rise of extremism.
Now, that's an interesting premise, isn't it? Because I would have thought at face value that the themes of democracy and populism would go hand in hand, but I guess you're here to tell me sometimes they are not always quite the same thing, are they?
Well, they're never the same thing. They're two. Democracy as a concept and populism as a concept are quite distinctly different. However, in the popular imagination and often in sort of the mainstream media, they're sort of run together a bit, because the idea is that, you know, democracy is about the will of the people. Populism is also about the will of people. They can sometimes be run together, so that when you have a popular sentiment on the rise, for example, like One Nation or Trumpism or whatever, there's a tendency to think, well, this is just another expression of democratic practice. But democracy is more than simply, you know, the popular will of popular opinion, shall we say. Democracy is also about, in addition to the majority view in an election and through some degree of electoral mandate, democracy also has a range of institutions that provide checks and balances on the exercise of, shall we say, the popular will, on the way in which population might have a, you know, on public opinion, so that good policy, good government takes into account the general tenor of public opinion, but at the same time relies on reasonable evidence and appropriate analysis in order to get to reasonable and effective policies. And often when policies break down, it's because they're often founded on knee-jerk reactions to some poll or other.
Jim, I think I've got your point here. So even though things that are very popular can get pushed through parliaments, etc., some of those checks and balances may very well be, for example, like the Senate, who it's not necessarily always going to be going along with the popular view. And then we've got other external institutions, such as the High Court, for example, where things can be challenged outside of the parliamentary process.
Yeah, all of that provides a means of ensuring that over time, on balance, the government of the day manages to pursue policies which are largely in the best interest of the country as a whole. One of the dangers with populism, the sort of following policy according to public opinion, is that increasingly we lose sight of the evidence that's involved. One of the characteristics, shall we say, Mark, of populism is the denigration of expert opinion, of evidence and so forth. And yes, evidence and expert opinion can be contested and debated. All of that is a necessary dimension. But one of the things that sort of comes out with populism is undue emphasis, shall we say, on claiming that those people who are currently representing us do not represent the people. They're out of touch, they're remote, they have no idea what's going on, etc.
I guess, Jim, at the end of the day, if we're going to have a democracy and a democratic society, we have to also accept that from time to time, some of the decisions and laws and bills that get passed may not always be all that popular.
If I could just say one more thing, yes, there are times when governments do have to make a stand on this issue or that issue for the good of the nation, and sometimes it might not be popular with the vast majority at that time, but as time unfolds, with hindsight, Mark, we might find that that was a wise decision in the context of, you know, political history. But that's for another day. And thank you.
As always, a good listen. Jim Jost on location in Melbourne, talking this morning about the differences sometimes between democracy and popularism. 2NURFM 103.7.